From a Bethlehem, we are Luton Town. Been a pleasure speaking to him all season. Coming up on this one, we've got Billy Grant coming on to talk about Brentford, and then we've got Jay Mossy to talk about Man United. We'll start off with Luton. On another show around this, I quoted someone talking about Carragher saying that it's odd how few sides might actually be happy with their season's work. And I wonder what the Luton answer is to this, Phil, because it's such a funny one. There was a point where it felt like it was possible. And it didn't just feel like it was possible because of the points deductions. It felt like it might be possible to rocket all the way through and actually end up with a relatively healthy points haul, 36, maybe a little bit more in the end. It finishes 26. There's a lot of pride, I think, but there's a fair bit of frustration with the way the injuries broke down.
Yeah, I think you've hit the nail on the head there with that last little bit on that sentence, was that it felt like injuries killed us. I think that we were very much in a situation where we wanted to be the masters of our own destiny. We felt like we were in a situation to do that. We were unbeaten throughout the whole of January. We were doing well in the cup. We were doing well in the league. We were starting to get the recognition that we're actually transitioning to be a Premier League side and could actually compete at this level. And then it just was a steady drip initially of a couple of key players, and then all of a sudden it just all hell broke loose, really, and the spine of the team was just absolutely shattered. You had the likes of Lokonga, Adebayo, the loss of Tom Lockyer available in the squad, the back five sort of being decimated, really. So it's one of those situations where we do sort of feel aggrieved a little bit by the sort of the physical sort of fitness of our players. But then again, I think you're right. We do look to the season and kind of think, well, as a first attempt, it was one where we can be sort of proud. I know that in the end, it sort of it may have faded out a little bit. Made the sort of flame burnt out. And ultimately, you look at our final points tally and you think that wasn't good enough to stay up, and it wasn't. There's no grievance there. It was simply that we just didn't have enough strength in the long run. But ultimately, when you look at the size of the club, you look at the transition of the club over the last 12 months. I mean, even if you look at the physical sort of look of our stadium and how much we had to change that, and all those sort of hurdles we had to overcome by being a Premier League team, there's a lot to be proud of, and I think that we're in a much better position to bounce back.